This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. And on the phone, we have Jamie Stewart Wolf from Louisiana. Welcome, Jamie.
So it's been a long time since we've been on the air together. But
years.
When we saw you a few weeks ago, yeah, years, decades. But when we saw you a few weeks ago down here in Louisiana and in New Orleans, it was like we never stopped.
That's true.
We just picked up where we left off.
Exactly.
And that's God, right? That's the Holy Spirit. That's a connection that we experience only in the body of Christ.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. It was like I never left and you never left. It was just wonderful to be with you, wonderful to have breakfast with you. It was a treat, one of the highlights of my trip that week, that whatever, that month.
Yep, it was for us too. We were so happy to see you.
Today, Jamie, we're going to talk about faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Now,
exactly.
I remember that you, at one point in your life, had to leave New England and go to Louisiana.
I did.
Was that faith?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And it was following the will of God in our lives. And who knew? I had no idea. I mean, I really thought we were going to die in Boston. But no, that wasn't God's plan. So we moved here. And it was kind of a funny situation. But you know, when God is moving and when you move with him, he lines it all up.
That's right.
So, you know, like the job for Andrew came real fast. We came down to look for a house. We had 4 days to find one. We ended up putting in an offer on the first one we saw. 48 hours later, we sold our house. It was just God moving. And, you know, I'm the kind of person, Father Tom, and you know this, right? I like to kick down the doors. I like to knock on the doors and kick them down if they're not open. But when we kick down the doors, when we have to kick them down, that should tell us that we're standing at the wrong door.
That's right.
When God moves, he moves. And we don't have to lead. We have to follow.
Amen. Amen. I am the good shepherd. My sheep know my voice, and they follow me.
Right, and God speaks in so many ways, or he speaks in scripture, he speaks in other people, he speaks in road signs, he speaks in phone calls, he speaks in all kinds of things. Whatever language you are going to understand, that's the language that God will use to speak to you. And that's what he does. That's what he does. And only God can do that, but we've got to be willing to pick it all up and follow.
That's right. Because we've got to live by faith. And
yes,
faith
we do.
Is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, putting the faith and trust in the person of Jesus, that he knows what he wants, and I want to want what he wants.
Exactly. And that's the hard part, right? Because we want Jesus and a whole list of other things. But eventually, Jesus has to be not only at the top of the list, he has to be the only thing on the list.
Amen.
And that's what we learn. That's what we learn over the course of our lives, hopefully.
Well, some people never learn it because some people never enter the race called faith. They never enter
right.
the race in giving their lives to Jesus. But
right.
when you
I mean,
give
you know,
your life to Jesus, go ahead.
Yeah, Christianity can be a spectator sport.
Yeah.
But when it is, it's not faith in Christ.
That's right.
It's not faith in Christ. We can't be spectators and watch it all unfold and sit back. We have to be on the field. We have to be engaged in what God's will is. And yeah, we pay a price for all that. And that's okay. Because I remember what you said a long time ago. When God orders a hamburger,
he'll pay for it.
He pays for it. That's right. And when God orders a steak,
he'll pay for
it. He'll pay for a steak. That's right.
I just need to know what he's ordering. And then
exactly.
I go out in faith.
Right. Right.
Tell us how you ended up at this point in Louisiana.
Well, I was working remotely for a Catholic publishing house, so I could work anywhere. It didn't matter where I was. And Andrew had moved from being a software engineer, you know, in an office and whatever else, to being a teacher of computer science at Boston University Knight School. And our daughter, our youngest daughter, came down to Louisiana to go to college. And she did so because it had it was one of the few programs that had a degree in forensic chemistry. So, I mean, that's way out of my league, but, you know, that was definitely for her. And she came down here, and we moved her into her dorm room in 2017, and we kind of liked the city and never been to New Orleans. And New Orleans is kind of a place that you either love or you hate it, right? It's not a vanilla type of place. You either love it or you hate it. And he really liked it. So we kind of had a little joke conversation around Christmas time. You know, I said, I could move anywhere. You know, why don't you figure out what, you know, whether you want to stay here? And he said, you know, I'd really rather teach at a Catholic college. I said, you know, that's legitimate. Well, I had no idea that he would start looking for positions. And the first place he looked was the college she attended, Loyola University of New Orleans. And lo and behold, no coincidence, right? They were looking for a computer science professor, and you didn't have to have a PhD. So that was him.
Amen.
So he applied, right? So he applied for it, and he didn't even tell me he applied for it, which is not like him. But when he got the interview, he had to fess up. And so he told me that he had applied for this. He had the interview. And in that moment, you know, sometimes there are moments that you know are critical moments. Moments of decision, moments of choice, and they kind of stretch out, right? They kind of go into slow motion. In that conversation, I realized that I could squash this idea like a bug, or I could be open to it. And in that moment, I said, look, if you think that we can do it, that we can afford to move, that you want to do it, then I'm game. And it just, everything lined up, one thing after the other. You know, what are you going to do if you get this job? Well, I don't know, he said. You know, but God knew, and he had set it all up. He'd set it all up in advance. We didn't have to do anything, really. We just had to follow along, get on the train and ride it. I mean, sure, it takes work to do these things, but it takes work to do anything. And was it a little bit jarring and daring? Sure, it was. The funny thing is, we came down here and life kind of got to be an adventure again. You know, everything was new and everything was unfamiliar and everything was an opportunity to learn and meet new people and all of that. And it's actually been a joy to be down here. And, you know, part of the church here is the church here is very alive, and no judgments on anywhere else. Churches, Christians are always struggling. You know, they're always struggling. The church will always struggle. That's just the nature of being church. But we're happy to be here. And yeah, it's been hard a little bit. You know, we got here in 2018, and then, of course, we had COVID. So everything was kind of shut down for a couple of years, and although not as much here as it was in other places. And so, you know, here we are. And he's teaching at Loyola University, computer science, and the daughter has since graduated. And, you know, she's engaged to be married, and, you know, it's all good. And, you know, one of our other children moved down here, and we'll see if anybody else comes this way. But it's a lot of fun here, and it's a lot of history, a lot of faith, a lot of interest, and also a lot of poverty and a lot of difficulty and struggle. And it's all good.
By
because
faith?
It's all gift.
By faith, Abraham mm-hmm. left his land to a place he wasn't told. He followed, and he went to the land called the Promised Land by faith. Abraham is our father. We need to be like Abraham. We need to live by faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Yes. And without faith, it's impossible to have joy.
Amen.
We don't have joy without faith. Because when we see what God is willing to do for us, we know we're loved. We know that he's there with us always, that he's preparing the way, that he's guiding, that he's standing there protecting us and leading us.
That's what the Good Shepherd does.
Yes, he
says,
does.
I go before my sheep. I call them by name, and they follow me. I'm one of the sheep, and he's opened so many doors for me. Now the door is in Quincy. I started in Quincy at Sacred Heart in North Quincy, and now I'll probably end in Quincy, probably, because I don't know his plans, probably end my life in Quincy. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's his will.
That's right. And there's no sense squabbling about that. There's no sense resisting it. If we just have to fight the same battles again and again, and the battle really is one battle. Do you trust God or don't you?
Amen.
Now, that doesn't mean you're foolish. That doesn't mean you're irresponsible. That doesn't mean you act wild. But it does mean you act in freedom. And it does mean that you follow where he's leading you. And you don't have to be stuck. Jesus doesn't want us stuck.
And there are many people listening that are stuck.
Yes. Yes. Because it's just too hard to trust him. And I know it's hard. It is hard. But the joy that you experience and the freedom that you gain by trusting Jesus and allowing him to take care of the details, it's unsurpassed. The Christian life isn't meant to be a dour, sour thing, right? It's not meant to be that way. It's meant to be joyous and full and abundant and full of surprises. Let God surprise you.
Let God surprise you. That means you've got to walk in faith. If you don't walk in faith, you'll never see the surprises of God. You'll never see them.
That's right.
But if you walk in faith, God opens doors that no one else could open. And he does it so powerfully and simply.
Yes, when he wants something, it just comes together. It just comes together. It's his timing. It's his will. It's his outcome. But we're so bent on knowing the plan in advance. You know, we want God to submit his plan to us, and then we approve it. But that's not how this works.
No. When I left Holy Rosary, they put me as a retired priest.
Well, I bet you're busier now than you ever have been.
I have plenty to do, and it's all related to Jesus. A retired priest. And I said, now, where am I going to go? So I called Father Matthew Williams, and I said, I'm retired. He said, come and live with us. And so I came, and that's what happened. So simple. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Most people would say, you're retired. Now, what are you going to do? I'm telling you, I'm doing the same things I did when I wasn't retired. I'm seeing people. I'm listening to people. I'm doing radio. I'm praying for healing. Ah, God says move. And I said, yes, sir.
Exactly. Exactly. Because he's the commander. He's the commander. We sometimes get a little mixed up. But he's the commander. We aren't.
Amen.
We aren't. And we can't begin to put together the blessings and the joy and the surprises and just the beautiful things that he does. We can't even begin it. And yes, we still have our problems, and we still have our sins, and we still have our faults. And he takes care of all those things, too. Over time, he does.
It's time to put your head in the yoke. There are two openings in that yoke. Jesus puts his head in one opening, and you and me, and I, and us, we put our head in the other opening. And he is the leader, and we follow him.
That's right. And we don't choose the fields we're plowing.
No.
And we don't choose, you know, our hours and our times and our places. And if we give all of that to him, then he has a blank check. He has all the freedom to work in our lives the way he wants to work in our lives. But when we stand there with all kinds of agendas and all kinds of lists and all kinds of, you know, laundry lists of what we're looking for, of what we want, then we compromise God's freedom.
Amen. I have before me my checkbook. It has my name on it. It's from Rockland Trust. And the Lord says, I have a checkbook too. What I want to do is sign the bottom line. What do you mean, Lord? No, I want you to sign the bottom line. I'm going to fill in the check. Well, I'll tell you,
that's
what happened with Abraham. That's what happened with Moses. That's what happened with Francis of Assisi. I tell you, he is the one who gives us a blank check, and he is the one to put the price and where we're supposed to be. That's it.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And it's wonderful.
And he moves us around. Yeah, and he moves us around as he sees fit.
That's right. That's right. And we're called, wherever we are, to be a blessing to people. We are called to bless people because people need to be blessed. And in blessing people, we are being blessed ourselves. Wonderful things happen.
They do. They really do.
It's called the journey of faith. And I believe that as we walk with Jesus Christ in faith, things happen that never would have happened if we were not walking in faith. I know that to be
true. No,
I know that to be true.
He does the impossible.
Yes, he does.
And
people are called. People are called to walk in faith in the name of Jesus. You're listening today because God wants you to walk in faith like Abraham, like Sarah. God wants you to
and
walk
leave behind
faith.
Those things and leave yeah. behind those things that you don't need anymore. And maybe you did need them for a time, but he's calling you away from something. He's calling yes. you to leave something behind. Don't look back. Just leave it behind. And watch what he brings to you instead.
Yes. He has bigger plans than your plans. He has greater
Absolutely.
Plans than my plans. But it's a struggle because it's always by faith. It's by faith yeah. trusting in the shepherd, knowing that he is going to lead us step by step. And I don't know where, but I know that. And what do I say? Yes, Lord, I'm following you. Wherever you go, I'm with you, I'm for you, and you're in me. I'm following you. Just move by your spirit.
Yes, and that's really the whole of it. If we can just focus on him, if we can just get close enough to him to be led by him, and, you know, some of those steps may be difficult.
Yes.
But he's not going to rush us. Mm-hmm. He's not going to rush us. He'll help us make those steps. But, you know, what isn't difficult? Everything's hard. But we may as well be following Jesus.
Amen.
We may as well be living for him. We may as well know that at the end of all this, we have him. Because we already have him here.
Closer than a brother. Closer than a
closer
sister.
Closer than a breath. Closer than a breath.
That's it. And most people don't know that. They still think that the Lord is up in the sky. The
right.
Lord wants to inhabit your being. That's where he wants to be. In you. That's what he wants. But he will not have that without your permission. You
Correct.
Need to give, and I need to give the Lord every day. I have it in my hands, a blank check, that he fill it in. You fill it in, Lord. I don't know what, I don't know where, I don't know who, but I trust you.
Exactly. And then watch out. And then watch out for all the blessings that will come your way.
That's it.
And difficulty, too. And difficulty, too. But if you're going to have difficulty anyway, you may as well have the blessings.
Amen. Abraham, leave your land and follow me. Where to, Lord? That's none of your business. Just keep on following me. 320
yep.
miles down the road, he was led. 320 miles down the road to the promised land. Just follow me. That's what the Lord's saying today. Just follow me. Now, don't wait before you die. Follow me and experience the joy and the surprises that I have for you. Follow me. How do we respond? Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus,
Lord,
I want to follow you step by step. Even though I don't see the end, I believe you're in the means and you're directed me toward yourself. I trust you. I follow you in faith.
Yes. Yes. And step by step, Lord, just show me the next step. I don't need to know the whole plan. Mm-hmm. I only need to know the next step.
Yes.
Help me to see it and help me to choose it. And help me to always choose following you.
Yes.
Above everything else. Before everything else. following you.
Yes. That's it. That's it. What about you today? Are you being led by the Spirit? And your kind of thing, not now, Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not old enough. I have too many things that I have to take care of. What is your excuse? The Lord says, follow me. And how do I do it? I surrender, Jesus. I surrender to your plan for me. Now, do what you want to do. Now, by your grace. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.